we look at the situation as it was in 2004, 2005, and 2006, we were on the increase, with many countries reporting outbreaks both in poultry and then human cases. But if we look at the last couple years, and now in 2010, of the 63 or so countries and areas, we really only have a problem of H5N1 still in circulation in 5 countries or regions where the virus is entrenched in the poultry population.
Why is it entrenched? Explain what that means.
What I mean by entrenched is it's already endemic. There is a transmission cycle that seems to reappear every year, or at least twice a year, in the November, December through March, and then maybe a smaller peak that we've seen in June or July. And these are additional outbreaks, and we see that the virus continues to circulate year after year. And in the intervention measures have not been sufficient in order to stop that transmission between poultry.
Let's look first at Africa, and Egypt is the country where it's entrenched. Why Egypt, considering that it had been showing up in Nigeria and many other countries?
I think we have to look at the way people over centuries have been producing and marketing their animal products. And I would say that the dense populations in Egypt that run along the Nile, particularly in the Delta, in Lower Egypt, with the huge metropolis that is Cairo, I think tends to maintain that virus and intervention measures by either the central government veterinary services or the local veterinary services have not been able to stop movement of the virus. So between production and those farms or flocks to the marketplace and the live bird markets to the type of production that may have gone unregulated over the past couple decades, the intensity of infection is maintained. Recognizing that in Egypt, poultry is perhaps the most common or accessible type of meat available to the population.
Would the reasons be similar for Indonesia, Bangladesh, China, and where you are now, Vietnam?
No, I think the reasons are a bit different, but we still have to look at some common denominators, production and marketing. So there are some risk factors that we still have not quite identified. And if we had sufficient amount of funding, we would be able to devote more time in the field to try to identify what are these critical control points and intervene appropriately.
Now, the H5N1 virus has killed about 290 people, and there have been fears that this would spread from the avian population into the human population and spread quickly and over a wide area. Does that fear still exist?
The risk of the H5N1 becoming a human pandemic is real. The more problems that we have at the poultry level, the more the risk is that it will spill it over into humans. And if it acquires the ability to have human-to-human transmission, then we could have a pandemic on our hands with very rapid spread around the world, very much the same way that we saw with the mild H1N1 pandemic virus and how it spread. However, let me add, the H1N1 was very, very mild. H5N1 in humans is a big killer disease.